Welcome to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And before we go any further, mis queridos, a warning. Our following story contains some adult language. I met Donatiuh at a poetry reading, name chosen by the loving kiss and the union of Engracia Robles, Guatemalan, and Testaye Biru, Ethiopian. At first, Donatiuh stood all the way in the back, leaning against a pillar. He listened intently and clapped politely, like everyone else, at the end of each poem at the reading, but he whistled loudly for the poets he liked most. A couple of months later, he handed me a poem, and in a low voice he said,
"Hey, would you read this for me?"
"Sure," I said. At the bottom of the poem, it was signed, Donatiuh Robles Biru, English class, 11th grade. There are days when I wake up feeling Mayan, semi-Aztec, wearing Indian feathery headdress. But then I answer my phone in English. I write poems into a computer that also delivers my letters and confessions to friends. Now I feel modern, American mestizo of the shiny century. There are days when I drive myself crazy thinking of the self and the other, the otherness in the self. Donatiuh Robles Biru, founding father of the motherland of Latinia, a mental homeland for hyphenated Americans with a twist. Una patria diferente, agringada. The more I got to know him, the more I began to understand the new reality I had entered. Yes, it made me feel old, but I thought, maybe this is the same way Americanos felt when they first experienced us. Oh my God, these people are so different. And that coming from me, the immigrant Mexican. But Donatiuh is writing as an American with a different beat, a different rhythm, a different pace. And he's speaking for a new American generation.
Yo soy el feliz baby, mixeado kid. Spawn de la tierra, esconde el anillo, escóndelo bien, esconde el anillo, escóndelo bien. I looked it up, and I'm an American, by birth, by my constitutional right, by the whims of history and nature. But tell me, how would you feel about being an American if your mother was a Guatemalan troublemaker and your father an Ethiopian cab driver? That's me. I had nothing to do with it. They're the ones that got together and had me. But now, I'm here, a multi-layer American, Guatemala and Ethiopia. What the f***? My mother is the soul of a bleeding soldier. My father is gentle, quiet, almost subservient. Came here with a degree in economics, but couldn't get a job in his field. So, like a lot of African immigrants, he's a cab driver. My mom is the complete opposite. She's a nurse. Back home in Guatemala, she was a union leader for hospital workers. Fight the man, fight the system, f*** the government, viva la mujer. My whole life, there's always been all these books in my house, political posters all over the walls. I didn't really know what it all meant, but all that changed for me in March of 2006. Las marchas. In cities across the country, people took to the streets and marched for immigrant rights. Our march right here in D.C., being part of this mass of people, I got it. After that march, I began to ask myself, what does it mean that I'm from here and my mom is from Guatemala and my dad is from Ethiopia? I felt part of a people who are not wanted. And I felt this huge sense of power in my voice as an American. And you know what the best part was? Marching and screaming out loud with Jocelyn and the rest of our crew. I think this was the first time that Jocelyn and I looked into each other's eyes and felt the same thing, and we both knew it. But of course, my stupid friends had to ruin it for me. During one part of the march, Jocelyn and I started holding hands, and we kind of got ahead of the crew. So they started laughing at us, making fun of our lovey-doveyness.
Hey, Donatiuh, Jocelyn, we came up with a good chant for both of you.
What do I want? I want to get laid. When do I want it? Now! What do I want? I want to get laid.
A few weeks later, Jocelyn and I are working on a school project, doing research. We start by printing the preamble to the Constitution. We find this site with all these paintings of the founding fathers. Jocelyn reads the preamble.
We, the people? I don't think they were talking about our parents, or you, or me either.
Then I said, yeah, we're not white and pasty like those guys. And she says,
for real, man. We look like beaners.
Then I said, shit, we're the people too. I mean, my mom's family is from this continent, America. You know, I was just talking to Almohado about the same thing. Then Jocelyn says,
yeah, we're all descendants of the Mayans. Shit, that makes us more Americans than those.
So I said, yeah. Why are those people asking me, what are you or where are you from? Then Jocelyn says,
I get that shit all the time too. I tell them I'm from here, and somehow that's not enough for them.
Then there was this long silence. And after that, we dropped the project, and we just kept talking, telling our stories. We got the idea of creating the motherland a few months later. We were hanging out in my apartment, and Jocelyn draws this flag. So I asked her, what country is that? She giggles and says,
it's Latinia. This is where we're from.
I'm like, what is she talking about? Then she's like,
hey, if we have our own country, our own flag, and our own map, we need a Declaration of Independence.
Why not? I said. That night, we kept emailing each other, and I wrote the final draft of the preamble of the Constitution of Latinia. We, la banda, la gente, la raza of this fabulous land, in order to form the perfect union, establish justicia, ensure domestic equality, provide for the common man, promote the dancing of mambo, and to secure the blessings of liberty to all of those of Latin descent, we do ordain and hereby establish the motherland of Latinia. A nation born out of the struggles and history of people with a heavy accent and funny-sounding names. In these territories, people will be respected, treated with dignity, cared for as decent human beings, and will be encouraged and supported to fulfill all positive, well-meaning dreams. So let us now dance to mambo, and if you're hungry, please do have some arroz con pollo. Since then, it's been our joke. Oh yeah, Latinia. Isn't that next to Peru?
In case you hadn't caught on, mis queridos, April Fools, it's Latino USA's first ever fiction edition, and that was poet and playwright Quique Aviles from his play Children of Latinia. Nancy Trujillo read the part of Jocelyn.